This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Moms giving birth are surrounded by a big crew these days. They'll usually have their partners by their side, perhaps a parent or a friend, maybe a doula to coach them through the breathing and pushing. And while the cast of characters in the birthing room has changed over the decades, birth has long been a social affair. Tanya English joins us now, and she's learned there may be an evolutionary reason for all of this. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Maiken.
You've been researching this topic. What did you find out?
You know, I spoke with Karen Rosenberg from the University of Delaware. She studies fossils from all over the world, and she wants to understand how humans have evolved. And there's a name for that. She's a paleoanthropologist. I asked her of all the things that we could learn from fossils, why does she want to know more about childbirth? Let's listen to what she said.
Childbirth is something that everyone experiences one way or another, and that's quite different in humans than it is in other animals. Humans have a more complicated, more difficult, and perhaps riskier time giving birth. And that's related to two features of our anatomy, namely the fact that we're bipedal, walk on two legs, and the fact that we have large brains. The baby's head really just barely fits. If we had smaller brains, we wouldn't have as high risks during childbirth as we do.
Let's break that down. So we walk on two legs. Something happened with our pelvis to help us with that?
Right. Our pelvis is completely modified from the kind of pelvis that our ape ancestor would have had. The actual birth canal in an ape is a sort of straight tube, whereas in humans, it's a kind of curved tube. So at the top, it's wide from side to side, and then it becomes long from front to back, and then approximately circular. And so it's a very, very tight squeeze. It would be like if you were trying to put an egg through a toilet paper tube, right? And the toilet paper tube were smashed to the side at one point, and you would have to twist the egg to make it pass through.
The baby makes these rotations all along this journey along the
way. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. The shape of our pelvis changed 5 to 7 million years ago in our ancestors, people like Lucy. Everybody's heard of Lucy, the famous Ethiopian fossil from 3 to 3.5 million years ago. And so that completely modified the pelvis. And that was for reasons that had to do with walking. Then later in our evolutionary history, starting between 2 and 3 million years ago, we start to get large brains. And when the brains got big, further modifications in the pelvis had to be made and further modifications in the mechanism of birth. Historically, death in childbirth was the leading cause of death for women of childbearing age.
When we talk about other mammals, they usually go off by themselves to give birth. Why is that?
Absolutely. So she's hiding from predators. She might be attracting attention to predators. She's hiding from interfering members of her own species. And humans do just the opposite of that. When humans give birth, we look for people to be around us. We find our sisters, our husbands, our mothers, and our midwives or obstetricians. We're looking to have people there to help us.
So part of your theory is that it's anatomy that has moved us to call in help when we're giving birth.
So we think that women benefit from having an assistant for a bunch of reasons, clearing the baby's breathing passage by lifting the baby out of the birth canal without injuring its neck or its spinal cord. Human babies are born in a kind of an unusual condition compared to our close relatives. Our babies are helpless, but big. So when you think about the attention that human babies suck up from their families, the fact that they need care for a long time and the fact that they're big things to carry around, as most people remember, is really important as well.
What do you think these lessons from 2 million years ago or theories about how we've evolved can tell us for the 21st century?
Looking at childbirth in an evolutionary context gives us some insight into how to practice modern obstetrics or modern midwifery, because it encourages us to understand that the way that women behave during childbirth makes evolutionary sense. Right. And that thinking about seeking assistance is an important consequence of the constraints that are imposed on us by our biology.
Karen Rosenberg is a paleoanthropologist at the University of Delaware. She studies the evolution of birth. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Maiken, so these days, many couples are paying a professional to be with them and support them during labor and delivery. This paid companion is called a doula. That's spelled D-O-U-L-A. They work in hospitals, birth centers, and now there's some evidence that hiring a doula, having her at your bedside, can really reduce the cesarean section rate. And women who have this kind of continuous support really report higher satisfaction with their birth experience. I spoke with doula Dawn Star Sarahs Borschelt and brand new mom Colleen Friends.
Who's that baby?
So it was something that was on my radar, but it wasn't something I thought I needed or wanted until I realized that I wanted to have a natural childbirth in a hospital. My name is Colleen Friends. My husband is Basil Friends. We have a new son. He's 9.5 weeks old, Eamon Friends. We hired Dawn Star as our doula, and we're very happy that we did so. Mostly my biggest fear was that I would give in and want an epidural, and I wanted her to say, no, Colleen, remember what you really want. This is, you're in pain now, so you want to relieve it, but you really want to do this without an epidural. I knew, and I thought it was going to be the hardest thing I had ever done. Not only is that scary, but you really have no idea what it's going to be like before you go through it. No matter what you read or what anybody tells you, you can't know. And it really helped to have someone who knew what they were talking about, who's been through it many, many times, not only having her own children, but being present for a lot of births.
I'm Dawn Star Sarahs Borschelt. I'm a birth doula with mainline doulas. I don't do any medical care, so I don't check her cervix, I don't take her blood pressure, I don't take her temperature, anything like that. I don't do any of that. What I do is provide hands-on and emotional support, something like, do you want to try getting on your hands and knees? And you can try it and say, no, this isn't working. And I'll still have 5 or 6 other ideas about how you might cope with the intensity that you're experiencing at that time.
It had been a really stressful day because I was exactly a week late at that point. I was in my 41st week. And then at 7:30 that night, I had my first contraction, and I was right here on this couch, kneeling on the ground or kneeling on the couch, and just me and my husband. I said at some point, I had been thinking probably, I don't know, a bunch of contractions. This is so hard. I want that epidural. And I told him, and he said, okay. So, but then when she got there, it was like this boost of support. Okay, I can do this. The thought went out of my head of getting an epidural.
I am so complimented by that. That makes me really happy. So when you're at that part of labor, there's not a whole lot anybody else can do for you. You just have to do it yourself. And unfortunately, even if medical care providers have the very best intentions, they have a job to do. Their job is providing medical care to keep the mom safe. A doula is there just for one mom for that birth. I think that that's what provides the feeling of well-being for the mom.
Who's that baby? Say bye, baby.
That was birth companion or doula Dawn Star Sarahs Borschelt and brand new mom Colleen Friends.
And Tanya, how much does this service cost?
You know, it can be $800 to $1,200, and you pay that in advance before the birth.
So no matter what happens, you pay.
Yes. Yeah, so they're not guaranteeing that you're not going to have a cesarean section. It's for the service of being at your bedside. And even though this is pricey, business seems like it's good. I spoke with the owner of Mainline Doulas in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Back in 2011, there was just one person. Now they have 25 doulas.
Wow. And I guess having a coach, a birthing coach by your side, is perhaps a little bit like a personal trainer. They hold you accountable to stick to the plan.
Yeah, that's what Colleen told me. She said when things got rough during labor, she remembers thinking that she didn't want to let Dawn down.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you.